Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, and the all-in kid Jake Seeley, I am Greg Sussman. Corey, it's happy to have you next to me again, man.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Shout out to Jeff for holding it down this morning.
That was nice of him.
Fantastic job by Jeff.
Jakey, what's going on, man?
Not too much, Greg. How much has changed for you in the last hour?
Oh, I went and got lunch, put it in the fridge, and I'll be having that in a couple hours. So that's about it.
Oh, you didn't even get to eat?
No, I don't have time to eat. I go get lunch, yeah. I bring it back, and then I eat 2 o'clock.
No, I'm with you. I understand. I get that like little tiny window between after this is over and then on target. It's like running around like crazy trying to do things in that little space.
Yeah. So, I wanted to, because we didn't really talk much baseball today, Matt. On the FST. I knew you were upset. And Corey spent an hour bashing baseball.
So, I was not bashing baseball.
So I wanted to sit here and talk a little baseball with you, specifically something you mentioned on FST today. And I thought we could have a good discussion about it. It would also help hashtag RotoCamp as well. All right, everyone seems enthused by that.
I'm just curious.
You're curious. You know, the two of you aren't really into it. Here we go. Do you know the Giants, Corey, made a couple of trades this offseason?
The San Francisco Giants?
Yeah. Los Gigantes?
I was not aware of that.
You were not aware of that. Well, one of your favorite players plays for the Giants now.
E5?
No.
One of my favorite players plays for the Giants now.
Yeah.
Who?
No longer has dreadlocks.
Johnny Cueto.
No, he still plays for the Giants.
Okay.
He still has dreadlocks.
He's been there
he
for a while.
He does have dreadlocks, yeah. I'm talking about Andrew McCutcheon.
Oh, Cutch.
Andrew McCutcheon.
Not one of my favorites.
He's your guy.
He's all right. He's my guy when he was still good. Now he's like borderline good.
Well, that's the question we want to ask. So Andrew McCutcheon, now a member of the Giants, hashtag RotoCamp. We're trying to teach Corey, catch him up to speed before his Tout Wars draft in early March. And what he should know is that Andrew McCutcheon now plays for the Giants. Jake, after years of being talked about being traded from Pittsburgh, the superstar from the Pirates who was born and bred to be a Pirate now resides in San Francisco. He rebounded last year after a bad year before. What should we expect from Andrew McCutcheon in 2018?
The same McCutcheon we've seen for the past couple of years, with possibly a little bit of dip in offense. That's not the good Yankees version right there. I'm not as high as McCutcheon as a lot of people are. Maybe I'm wrong, but from what I've seen from McCutcheon, the biggest thing is if you look at last year, he was Justin Upton to the extreme. I mean, you honestly take out those 2 months, and I'm not trying to say take out the 2 months to take it away from him, because you don't do that, especially in fantasy baseball. But the other 4 months were miserable. I mean, one month was mediocre, 3 months of miserable, and then 2 months of being exceptionally hot. And that's really why he got the numbers at the end of the season. Maybe you can live with that in rotisserie. Maybe he takes a step back and doesn't have those. I mean, those 2 months were scorching hot and carried his season numbers. If he doesn't do that again and plays similarly to what he did last year and only goes pretty good in those months, you're not even going to get what he did last year. And he's also playing in a tougher ballpark, which I know people don't understand that PNC is actually pretty mid-level, actually teeters towards pitching a little bit. But I'm not high on McCutcheon this year.
I want to go back to you here, Matt Modica. Right now, in the last 2 weeks in the NFBC, your boy Andrew McCutcheon is going 85th overall, which puts him, you know, in a 12-team league, you're looking at the 7th round, and in a 15-team league, even higher than that. Now, Jake's not in on him, because you take a 2-month sample size out, you make it a little bit lower, you're not loving what you're seeing from Andrew McCutcheon. But he's going around guys like a Lorenzo Cain, like a Travis Shaw, who I'm super high on, like Xander Bogaerts, Robinson Cano. That's the crew that Andrew McCutcheon is in. Now, there's some people that are very much in on McCutcheon. They believed last year was not so much a renaissance, but the return of something. Where are you and Andrew McCutcheon?
I kind of like him over there. I don't own him anywhere. I think I had a choice between him or Eric Hosmer when I went back
right.
and forth.
Right.
And I just wanted to get my first baseman and get it over with at that point in time. I wanted the non-sexiness of Eric Hosmer. Nobody likes
well, I don't think either of them are sexy, probably.
No, but just Hosmer himself is, you never really want to draft Hosmer. At least I don't ever want to do it. But I think Hosmer does offer you a solid floor. No matter where he ends up with, he's going to be in a spot in the lineup. With McCutcheon, what I like about the Giants is I think this team has a chance to be pretty good this year.
Why we're talking about the Giants right now, by the way, because of that comment, for the record.
Yeah, because with the addition, look, the pitching, Johnny Cueto is back. If he doesn't have the blister issues and he's healthy.
Well, I want to get to Johnny Cueto. Let's not rush through it here. But
okay.
I was just going to get to
how the pitching should be better, but go to Andrew McCutcheon. He should be leading off now, they're saying. This is what I've heard. He's going to go to the leadoff spot. Now, the lineup is deeper. You have guys like Posey there. Evan Longoria, nobody wants to touch.
We can talk about him, too.
But Longoria has a purpose. If he's batting third or something, or fourth, he's going to drive and run.
I definitely want to get into Longoria.
So McCutcheon, I think, can hit, you know, I'm not saying he's hitting 28 homers again. I think he hits over 20 homers. I think he can steal 10 bases. I wouldn't go over 10.
Okay.
You know, maybe he can squeak out 11, 12.
Sure.
But I'd look at that 10 range.
But is that, like, good for 85th overall? Is that these numbers that you're telling me, is that, you know, a seventh round pick or so? Is that what those numbers is? Hitting 25 home runs, stealing 10 bases, you know, an average.
How many 280 and how many runs is he going to score? Now, if he's batting leadoff, we're going to look to see that he's going to score a lot more runs, not drive in the runs. So you're gonna get a positive there and a negative in one category. So look, is he flashy and exciting? No. Would I rather have Lorenzo Cain over him? Yes.
I would. There's no question to me. I'd rather have Lorenzo Cain over him. Corey, let me ask you about your guy, Andrew McCutcheon here. Now,
you can.
I'm about to.
You can.
Thank you.
I may not have much to give you because I found something that's going to have me watching the Olympics tonight.
Thanks. Anyway, when it comes to McCutcheon, how much do you think, not the downfall of Andrew McCutcheon, but how much was related to the pressure?
Of?
Being the only guy in Pittsburgh for so long, right? Being the face of a franchise. He's not that anymore.
No, if that's the case, if that slowed him down, then he needs to do a better job because you should want to be the face of the franchise. I'm trying to be the face of the franchise. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so, you know, the face of the franchise, that should cause you to excel and play better. So I'm not buying the face of the franchise thing. Now, maybe it got stale, it got old, he got bored there. Maybe a change of scenery does good for Andrew McCutcheon, but I mean, I'm down with that, but I don't want to say that his turn for the worse in Pittsburgh was because him trying to live up to the pressure of being the face of the franchise. Can I talk about the Olympics now?
No, just because he got old. You're saying?
He's 31 though. It's not like he's 36.
I'm telling you, you're gonna like the Olympics tonight.
Why are we like the Olympics tonight?
Because this lady right here, Megan Tierney, she's a snowboarder, a female snowboarder. She go to her Instagram.
Okay.
You should go to her Instagram, Megan Tierney, Megan Tierney, Tierney, and give.
Do you even know what she's doing tonight, Corey? Because I do.
Oh, she's a snowboarder.
Yeah, but do you know what she's doing tonight?
She's snowboarding, right?
And what event?
Oh, I don't know what event it is. I know it's a snowboarding event.
Yeah, exactly. That's so you don't care about it. That's all.
Well, I'm looking at. I'm on her. Jake, when you get on her Instagram page, you're not really gonna care about her event tonight either.
No, because I actually care about the events. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As you mentioned,
did you go to her Instagram page?
Not yet.
Nobody cares about this, but me.
No, they don't. Because we're trying to talk about the Giants.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to the Giants.
As Corey's mentioned the Olympics, I want to tell you that if it takes 1 minute to potentially save someone's life. Legitimately 1 minute. That's how long it takes to swab your cheeks and join the donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the U.S., and we need more. There's an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer, and there can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want you to help and save one. Please go right now to DKMS.org/FNTSY today. And do that while you watch the Olympics and your girl Megan Tierney.
You should feel good about that. You should feel good about it. I'm getting into the Olympics, right?
This is the old Olympic spirit.
This is what you wanted. You wanted me to get into the Olympics. I found something that's going to have me watch this event tonight. This Megan Tierney young lady right here. I'm rooting for her to win gold.
That's great. I'm happy.
I think Greg also wants you to pay attention to the top.
I am paying attention to. Look at this one right here.
I'm going to have to come over. I'm going to have a break.
Here you go. There she is. She only has, Corey, she only has 5,000 followers, too. So
she's going to have more after the night. She's going to have more after the night. She got 5,001 now. She's going to have more after the night, Megan Tierney. So check her out and enjoy Olympic coverage and make sure you do the right thing by DKMS, the good people over there. They're helping us with our Olympic coverage, and we love the work that they do.
You can also donate to her. She gave you her Venmo name.
I'm not sending her no money. She about to be an Olympic hero. Here's a picture of her in a pool in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Any more commentary?
Let's get back to the San Francisco Giants since they're so important.
I didn't say they're important. Just want to make sure you have anything else you're interested in. Maybe I should just look at you for and talk about the Giants and see how this goes.
That would be boring.
Yeah,
if you do that.
Probably
because this
so.
Way you lose me.
Yeah.
She has a dog. You don't have a dog. Have you ever owned a dog?
In my lifetime, sure. My family had a dog.
Oh, you had a family dog?
Yes.
That's cool, Matt. You got two dogs, right?
I got two little guys.
Hey, Jake, you ever had a dog, Jake?
Nah, when I was with growing up, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Not on my own.
We never had a dog. We never had a dog. I wouldn't, because we didn't like, my sister's definitely afraid of dogs. My sister was pregnant, ran from a dog and fell. And she was like 8 months. And then I used to be afraid of dogs too. So I never was around dogs too much. Now my children love dogs.
Can I ask what your family had this fear of dogs, this phobia?
I don't know why.
Your sister was running and falling.
And pregnant, yeah.
And you were scared.
Yeah, so. For some odd reason, just have a fear of dogs. We really just had a fear of dogs. My kids, on the other hand, they don't have no fear of dogs whatsoever. They'll roll right up on a dog. Both of them like, dog, get out my way. And I'm like, I cross the street if I see a dog.
There you go. That's why Corey dogs. Sure.
Would you have a dog in your apartment, Greg?
Have you ever seen Old Yeller?
I have seen Old Yeller.
Did you cry?
No, I did not. I did not cry at Old Yeller.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Let me get
off. If it was a dog on a snowboard.
That would be cool.
Hey, bud.
Yeah. Greg,
yes.
Jim Ross says you're chatting with Cardano.
Am I?
I'm asking you. I hope you're not up here telling on me, Greg. I'm sitting right here next to you. It'll be the second time that happened to me.
have you ever thought I was a rat?
No, I've never got that. I never got that. But I tell you what, though, that other situation. As soon as it happened, I was like, this is not going to work. This is not going to be good for the fantasy executive. I knew it was coming.
Well, you knew it wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you. I knew there it wasn't you. I knew. I know who's had my back in that era.
There you go. There you go.
Were you sad when that happened to me?
Wow. Of course I was.
Yeah.
Why would I not be sad?
Were you sad, man?
You lost your job.
Yeah, no. I thought you were an integral part of the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Jake, when you heard about that, were you upset?
What about not having a dog?
No. Back when SiriusXM was like fantasy executive no longer gonna be with us.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I kinda tuned out the conversation.
No, don't worry about it. We used to have some conference calls, right? And on one of the conference calls, dude was like, forget about this fantasy executive stuff. And I told him, you don't own the fantasy executive. You have nothing to do with the fantasy executive. I was very mad that day.
You gotta stick up for yourself.
And I was, it was.
That's your brand.
Oh, I knew it was coming shortly after that. I knew it was coming shortly after that. Shout out to everybody over there. I made it back. I bounced back real good, though. And now I'm loving everything at FNTSY and all the good stuff we're trying to do over here. So I hope we get it done. And we got some surprises coming up. And I'm very happy about the way things are looking right now. Shout out to Mike Cardano and Lou Mayon and Nando DeFino and the whole team. And then, Mr. Sussman, you go back to talking about the Giants now, because I think I'm getting I think I'm getting you upset.
He has your permission?
Yeah, you're not getting me upset. You can keep going, man. I'm going to sit back and relax. I'm enjoying it.
I know. Somehow we got all the way to Cardano on my own from dogs, from Megan Tierney, from the Giants.
This is what the executive does.
This is what, yeah. I listen to this, though.
This is what he does.
Robert Tate in the chat said, I cross the street too, Corey. You're not alone. You don't know how other owners train their pets. That's very good that he said that. That's a very good point. Y'all had a big dog when y'all was out there?
No, I had a small dog.
A small dog?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had a backyard?
No, yeah, in Jersey. It was in Jersey. It was a suburb, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a palatial estate.
I'm not Dr. Rhoda.
You don't have a
We had a big backyard. We had blueberry bushes and...
Oh, y'all had a real nice backyard.
Yeah, we were Maywood.
Yeah. I had a backyard one time,
too. You know
too.
What that is.
I have no idea what
Maywood. That's in Jersey, right?
Yeah, you don't know where Maywood is?
No.
Oh. What county?
Kind of near Hackensack.
Yeah, that's sure.
Hackensack. Yeah. I know that one.
I've heard of Hackensack.
Yeah.
I knew Jake was there. Okay. Jake was the first one of y'all I met.
Really? Before
me? No. I met you first.
That's what I thought.
You wasn't a Roto expert when I met you. You were a University of Maryland student.
That's correct.
We lived in the same neighborhood.
We did.
Yes, I remember the story when you met a young Sussman.
I remember that. And then the first Roto expert I met, not Adam Ronis or Scott, obviously I met them first, was Jake. Jake came up to hold it down one day. He did good, too.
He's very good at what he does.
No.
Little closet room?
Yeah, remember that little closet room? Yep, was his. Scott used to call it the SiriusXM ghetto. Probably wasn't nice of him to call it.
Was
that.
It Jazz Lincoln Center?
It was at Jazz and Lincoln Center. And then when we got then when the TV show, we had to go up to the big studio.
Sure.
We got the TV show.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that was like uh-oh.
Why was that uh-oh?
Because it was going to be a lot more pressure on me at that point.
You didn't like the pressure?
Well, it wasn't so much that I didn't like the pressure, but you just never know what they're talking about behind my back.
Or in front of your face.
Well... Anybody really had that kind of guts. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But it happened, and we move forward. But I do like the stuff that we're doing right here.
That's good.
Oh, boy.
Anything else?
How was your Valentine's Day?
Judy was sick. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Sat on the couch watching the Olympics.
And you said you and your wife are going out later on this week, right, Matt?
Yeah. Last night, we just ordered some pasta.
Nice. That's what's up.
Where'd you order pasta from?
Don Giovanni.
Don Giovanni.
A little gnocchi pesto. A little spaghetti with bacon and onion.
So I was thinking I'd like some gnocchi pesto tonight myself.
I'm not as hyped as for the release of Black Panther as the rest of the community.
I want to ask Jake about this. Like, everybody's so excited about Black Panther because he's a black superhero, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, why would you make such a big deal about this?
But I was kind of told on Twitter, I'm not allowed to go. Like, or some woman put, I'm not going to go opening weekend and ruin it with my whiteness.
That's too much right
there. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What?
Like, delete your account now.
Yeah, that's not nice to say that. Are you going to go see
Black superheroes are only okay? Yeah, 100%. I'm going on Saturday. Wait. Black superheroes are only for black people?
This is crazy.
This is not me. I think
I just wanted to point out this
the movie is sold out everywhere, so you just can't be one group of people doing that. You know what I'm saying? So everybody seems to be excited about this, but I'm not really that hyped for this. Are you hyped for it, Greg?
I'm not a Marvel guy.
Well,
anyway.
Are you a superhero movie person?
Yeah, no. See, I'm not a superhero movie guy.
I think the last batch of superhero movies have been very disappointing. The best action movie I've seen recently was Greg, Atomic Blonde. That Atomic Blonde was amazing.
They got, so who was it? Chadwick Boseman is in it. He played Jackie Robinson in 42. He does a good job. He played James Brown in a James Brown movie, too. Michael Jordan's in it, right? From that played Apollo. That
Michael
played
B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan that played Creed.
Yeah, he's in it. People are complimenting on what he did. I thought he was too pretty to be a villain.
Yeah, you're right about that, Jake. So those are the only people I noticed. And I don't
Rihanna?
Know
is Rihanna in it?
Oh, Rihanna's in it? I didn't know if Rihanna was in it or not. Is Rihanna in it?
That's not going to tell me Jay-Z's in it, too.
Yeah, I know. Like, they're just like making up people like in this movie.
Al Sharpton's in it. I don't know who all's in it, but I know Chadwick Boseman's in it, and I know Michael B. Jordan's in it. I don't know who's the lead female character.
I'll go to IMDb.
The lady or the name of the lady? The character she plays is Nakia. Her name is Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita Nyong'o.
That was the funniest thing on Saturday Night Live, and they're like, Little Peter.
Wait a minute. That's the model. Does she have a...
She's an Oscar, right? I think she has an Oscar.
I don't know if she has an Oscar or not.
I thought she did.
I didn't know she was in this. Was she?
Angela Bassett's in it, obviously. Forest Whitaker. This is unbelievable. Sterling K. Brown. Where's Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman in this, Jake?
No.
Rihanna's
too busy doing Mountain Dew commercials.
What about Denzel? Is Denzel in this?
No, Obama in this.
Denzel should have played the part like in Superman when they brought in Russell Crowe.
Oh, sure.
He should have been like that.
Yeah.
So everybody's very excited over this movie. It sold out all over the place. Ryan Coogler directed it. Ryan Coogler is very good. He did Creed and he did Fruitvale Station.
Is he black, Ryan Coogler?
Yeah, he is. Okay. He did Creed. He did Fruitvale Station. I want to see. So Chadwick Boseman, Lupita, and then a lot of people I don't know. I don't know a lot of these other people. Angela Bassett.
You don't know Andy Serkis?
He's what's his name? Precious, right? He plays
Gollum. He was also at the Star Wars.
He's the face guy. Oh, okay. So they got a pretty good looking.
He was in the other movies. He's the one that gets his arm cut off.
Oh wow! Yikes! I don't remember him.
You know Martin Freeman, right? You know Martin. Those are the two white guys. That's why I'm just pointing.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, who's Martin Freeman from? I don't know a lot of these people besides Angela Bassett, and then
also British television.
Not familiar with too much British television. Well, I hope everybody go see it. I'll wait for it to come out on DVD. I'm not like the superhero movie guy. Somebody named Denzel Whitaker's in here, but that's not Denzel Washington. Mm. So,
no, that's Denzel Washington's Forrest Whitaker song.
So Matt, you gonna go see it this weekend too? You got tickets already?
No, I'm not gonna see it this weekend, but I will see it probably next week.
Okay.
As long as there's pretzel bites there. It's always a good day. I was furious when I went to go see Itania.
You told me that.
And they told me they were out. I waited on a line for pretzel bites.
They're out of them.
Oh,
I would not want to be the cashier that told you that.
My face like dropped. Like.
Yeah. So, anything else, Cor?
Did I see a rumor that there was going to be another Mayweather-McGregor?
We were talking about this morning. Not only Mayweather-McGregor rumor, but there's also a Mayweather-Punk rumor.
CM Punk
in the UFC.
Oh my goodness! Wait a minute. Wait. Mayweather's gonna fight McGregor in the octagon?
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, I would not do that. I would not do
that's
that.
That's why he's fighting. That's why there's a Punk
that's
rumor.
Not gonna happen.
Instead of McGregor.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, you can't fight. You can't.
McGregor will get his revenge.
Yeah, but McGregor will put him up in the octagon. I'm not gonna go against
in minutes.
Yes, exactly. It'd be. I wonder if Floyd would tap.
No way.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think he would.
I don't think he would. I think you'd have to break it.
I agree.
I think you'd have to break it. I don't think Floyd is the type of the tap.
Stupid. I don't know, man. It's just not
you're
his.
In that position, you're not
he's in su- like yeah. McGregor was in such a vulnerable position being there. It was like Floyd knew. Just let him punch himself out.
Yeah,
nothing. He's not going to knock me out.
Correct.
And then in the octagon, that would not be good.
No,
that would not be good.
I wouldn't watch that because I'd be scared because he gets seriously hurt. So he going to now. So there's another rumor that he's going to fight CM Punk in the octagon.
Yeah.
Where's the boxers at for Floyd Mayweather to fight?
It's a shame it happened to boxing.
This dude, the best boxer's 40-something years old.
I used to love watching it. But I guess that's in the NFL.
My pops was a real big boxing fan. We used to go to Golden Gloves and stuff like that. Hmm. He don't watch it no more. He said Don King killed it.
I think Teddy Atlas is going to be here today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With who?
JR. Yeah, that'd be cool. Anything else, Corey?
Never met Teddy Atlas before.
Well,
the world's strongest man, Teddy Atlas? That Teddy Atlas? Or like the fight doctor, Teddy Atlas.
Probably the fight doctor, I would assume.
Okay. Yeah, because I think JR is a big boxing dude.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, yeah, this is Teddy Atlas right here.
Yeah. You're thinking the bodybuilder's Tony Atlas.
He's from Staten Island. Did you know that, Matt?
I've probably heard that before.
Yeah, Teddy Atlas from Staten Island. We still got a couple more minutes left to go in this podcast.
We got a good 20 minutes. Should I get back to the Giants?
Sure, let's do it.
You want to do that? I'm sure they'll talk. You'll scroll.
Trying to see what else is going on.
Okay. Anyway, Jake, I'm gonna ask you about the giant here now. Matt mentioned before, nobody really wants Evan Longoria on their fantasy team. But everyone keeps saying to me, Matt in particular, how the Giants are going to be much improved this year. They're going to get better. But what I've seen is they've got Andrew McCutcheon, who's 31, and they got Evan Longoria, who's probably like 31. These are the major additions, but nobody really wants Evan Longoria. Are they making a mistake?
Yeah, I definitely think Evan Longoria, you talk about position, that's kind of thin once you get later into the draft. I have no problem picking up Longoria, especially now that Ryan Healy is going to be on the sideline for 4 to 6 weeks, which puts the start of the season in a significant question. Of course, it's a hand injury, so you wonder how he's going to come back from that. But I think, you know, look, Longoria is nowhere near what he was at his peak, but he's still valuable. He's, to be honest with you, he's going to put up numbers similar to McCutcheon without the average.
I mean, look at the games played by Evan Longoria over the last 5 years. He was always known as like that injury guy.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's not the case.
Plays every day.
And look, is he going to go back to 2016 when he hit 36 home runs?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm not looking at that. But can he hit 20 home runs or so?
Definitely.
Yeah, he can definitely do that. And if he's in the right position in the order where he's going to be able to drive in runs. I mean, Buster Posey gets a really nice. I mean, Posey's a great hitter, but he had nobody around him last year. If Hunter Pence to me in draft champion format has been one of my favorite guys to draft because you're getting him like early 30 rounds, like 32nd round or something, 31st round. And if Hunter Pence can play some games, he's going to be productive. So I don't know. I don't think this is a bad team. You got a shortstop like Crawford who doesn't do anything for anybody, but he plays every day. He'll hit like 14, 15 home runs. He'll do his thing. So I think it's a much better team than we saw last year. You get a full season of Bumgarner and the rest of the pitchers when we get into that.
All right, but back to Longoria, who's going right around pick 200 right now, after Jorge Polanco, after Eugenio Suarez, after Michael Conforto, after Bradley Zimmer. I mean, these are names like Longoria plays every day, as Matt has pointed out, around 160 games. He has the power to have 20 home runs. He's in a much better lineup than he was in Tampa. How is the park, Jake, compared to San Francisco compared to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, it's a downgrade for him, but it's not significant enough that you're going to say, I don't want him. I still have him for mid-20s home runs, as you were just talking about with Matt. I don't think he's going to get 30 at any stretch of the imagination. But I think that he'd be right neck and neck for McCutcheon with 24, 25 home runs for this team. I was just looking right now. Hitter only, I have him side by side with Ryan Zimmerman.
And Ryan Zimmerman is like going much higher.
Yep, 76th overall.
Yeah, and Zimmerman's going much
higher.
Hitter only. No problem. Ryan Zimmerman's 134 in ADP. That's obviously with everybody. According to NFBC, you 60 picks later, that's five rounds later or so, for Evan Longoria, who I get not popular, boring, not fun. And nobody really wants Evan Longoria. I like him for this price. He's only 31. He's 31 years old.
That's the best point. Longoria's going to play the full season. How many times has Zimmerman played a full season?
Absolutely.
He's doing it at his best. He's still only 147 games. Yeah, so, I mean, if you could tell, like, I'm looking at it right now. Longoria got for 73 runs, 23 home runs, 86 RBIs. For Zimmerman, 71, 26, and 83. I mean, they're basically neck
and
neck.
The same, yeah. That's a good year, man. I'll take Evan Longoria at this price. No question about it, Corey.
Yeah, no, I'll take him at his price, too. I think Evan Longoria is a guy that I'll be
in on. Plays for Giants now, by the way.
I know who he played for, Greg. We're talking about San Francisco Giants. So,
let me know.
I'm down with that. Can I say something?
You're going to, anyway.
You know what I don't like about Valentine's Day thing? When you have it...
That was yesterday?
The grade schools and, like, the kids bring stuff for each other. I don't think that... I think they should not do that because... And I don't... Maybe this is, like, a cupcake statement or something like that. But, like, you know, you got a little boy bring a balloon or a flower or something and the little girl don't accept whatever... Then he's heartbroken. They're like the little girls that don't get nothing and stuff like that. They're heartbroken. I don't think they should do that.
That's parts of life, though. It's going to happen. You know, you, Chris Rock, hard love or no love, right?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Look, you got to learn. You got to learn at some point. Look, I'm not saying.
You
got to
learn rejection at like 7, 8 years old. That's tough.
Well, what are you going to do? But what about the kid that had the courage to at least bring that rose in?
But then he's crushed
seven,
now.
7, 8 years old.
Maybe, you know, maybe say, you know what, next time I bring two roses. I bring one for the other girl.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Jake?
Not at that age. I'm with you. Like, at that age, you just everybody brings something for everybody. Yeah. I mean, there's no, like, if you were to talk about once you get to, like, a teenager, like, 11, 12, 13, like, okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, by that point. Age. But, yeah, at this, I'm seeing some of these videos and, like,
and the parents, to be honest with you, the kids aren't doing it because the kids are doing it. The parents are getting the kids to do it. Like, the one that filmed their damn kid giving it to the girl, and the girl was all happy, and the kid was all stone-faced. They're talking about how he's gangster and all that. Like, no, you're just doing it because you want to get video hits anyway.
Exactly. That's what I don't. Like and then when you bring the camera, when the little girl
when
sees
you bring
the camera,
cameras and you're setting stuff
yeah,
up,
then she feels a certain way too. And it to me they're just too young to be to, yeah, to have
you,
to
you
worry
know,
about
if you have
that.
A crush on somebody and you want to give them a rose, then, you know. I had crushes when I was.
You know. I mean, I did too, but you know, I was very shy and reserved growing up. I know that's hard to believe now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really understand what a crush is at 8 years old.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, oh man, I kind of think like. And Jake makes the point as the parents, and I kind of feel like, and I see what you're saying too, Matt. You know, they're gonna have to handle rejection at some point, but at that age, you know, I don't want to have a child to come home crying, talking about nobody gave me a rose, and I'm gonna be like, well, I'm gonna go to that school and see what's up. You don't have a commentary on this, Greg?
Nah, not particularly.
I don't know what's wrong with you today, Greg.
What are you? What's wrong with me? I'm listening.
You should always keep a rose in your so you can give it back.
That's funny. Do you think The Bachelor promotes this with the rose?
Oh, probably. That's a good
idea. I tell you what, if I had a daughter, I would not want her on The Bachelor.
No.
Obviously not.
That's when you failed as a parent.
Yeah, that show would be tough.
That and the poll.
That was a good joke. I'm bad, Greg.
No problem, man.
I'm surprised you didn't have no commentary on that, though.
Why? What commentary are you looking for me to have?
I figured something like that you would have an opinion on it. You really don't even seem to have an opinion on it.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
You ever been rejected before?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think we all have, right?
Yeah, I have.
I'm sure. Wait, you know what? Let's talk about you for a moment.
It's been a while, but I have.
You know what? Let's talk about you. How'd your phone calls go last night?
Everything went well. I think, you know.
Phone calls, plural.
I don't want, because these streams are out there, and people can easily find these streams.
So you had talked about yesterday.
Yeah,
you sent 10 text messages.
Yeah, it's too much now because of, like, a lot of people are like checking on me through these streams, and I'm like, it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Can I ask one question? Did you get a "Let's be friends" response?
No, get that. I didn't get that. You know, just
did you get a "Be mine" like Jake did?
No,
I drew a little B.
Most of it was, you know, the responses via text message were "Thank you," you know, YouTube, which I'm saying you don't have to wish me that also. And then the phone calls went well.
So. How long were you on the phone for?
Not long. People were at work last night.
Yeah, but why would you say, like, somebody says "you too"? Like, what if there was a female that wanted to make you their Valentine and gave you like a box of chocolates and was like, "I want to go to dinner with you"?
Yeah, I just come through. You know, we don't have to go to dinner. You just come through. I got a stove. Stove in my place. So other than that, it was a light night. I had the conversations. They were quick because, you know, certain industries, you know, you have to be at work on Valentine's Day because, like, you know, if you're like in the hotel industry, that's like a day you have to work because there's a ton of people in the hotel on Valentine's Day and stuff like that. And other industries and stuff like that, people, you know,
gotta keep them sheets clean.
Yeah, exactly. You know, workers work late and stuff like that because the holiday coming up next week, whatever. So so it was cool. People go to sleep late, you know,
sure.
Get up early. So everything, it was satisfactory. Everybody that I sent the text message to replied, which was good.
That's great. That's fantastic. I thought it was like an A-plus day.
I wouldn't go A+.
Really?
Probably more like a B.
B? How come? Why didn't you get an A?
Because I didn't do too much, and I wasn't planning on doing anything much yesterday. So I was cool with that.
Okay.
But it was not. I mean, Valentine's Day has not really been a big deal for me. You know,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Recently, and even when I wasn't a thing, you know what I'm saying? It still was like. We was in that joint paying bills. You know what
I'm
saying?
I mean,
yeah.
Like, even for me, like, we never really do anything on Valentine's Day or anything special. And my wife was giving me some shade last night, and I was like, serious?
All right, it's Valentine's Day, so whatever. So, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry Judy was not feeling well, though.
Yeah, it's okay, man.
Is she feeling better today?
I think she went to work today, so that was good.
Oh, so she's been, like, staying. She's been off.
She took Tuesday off and then had to do an event Tuesday night that she went to and then immediately took a taxi home and went to bed.
Yeah.
And yesterday, she had a presentation she had to give.
Yeah.
And then a meeting, and then she left immediately after that.
Oh, so she was struggling, huh?
Yeah. She's been struggling. She had some soup for dinner the other night and then mac and cheese last night. And that was it.
So,
yeah.
when like her parents call to check on her, do you answer the phone?
We don't have like a house phone anymore.
Yeah,
okay. It's a cell phone, so she answers her own cell phone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If she's sleeping, will you answer to tell them that everything's okay?
Yeah, sure. But like her phone's like by her. I told you I'm sitting on my couch, so I'm not gonna need. You know, I don't want to get sick. So her phone's in the bed next to her. I'm not. Yeah. You know, yeah. No.
You're walking around with Lysol wipes.
I'm washing my hands every few seconds.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that here.
Absolutely not. I don't want you to get sick.
No, I got. I'm in my bag. I got to get every dime I can get.
Of course, you need
yeah.
it.
Uh-huh.
You got it. You
got these kids.
Mm-hmm. You got it. They got college. You know, coming up.
It's coming up. You're
it's
right.
Coming up real soon. Coming up real soon.
And Don Jaden is something else now because he told me about Dell State. And you know Delaware got the NFL lottery, and I'm like, the boy's gonna have a bad habit. I'm gonna be like, play this. And then next thing, we cannot do Delaware.
Delaware's not good for you.
Nah, whatever he wants to do is fine with me. As long as I got, let me know in advance so I can start getting the money together.
Probably
does
you have any scholarships,
academic or otherwise?
It's gonna have to be academic. He did real good on the pre-SAT, so we'll see what's up. And he was talking about Villanova, too. I'm like, forget that. It's like very expensive to go to Villanova.
Jake needs to run, so I'm going to say goodbye to Jake for the day. Goodbye, Jake.
You might have been by for the last 5 minutes anyway.
Goodbye, Jake. Hey, Matt, I'm going to ask a baseball question before we wrap up here. Elvin Liguria was traded for Christian Arroyo. What do you think of Christian Arroyo? Anything?
I don't think he's like one of these top prospects kind of guy. I don't think he's got like a ton of power.
You're leaving too? He's literally, I call him out for leaving, and instead of stopping, he shuts his laptop, shuts his mic, takes off his headphones, and as soon as the camera turns to Matt, he's going to walk right out of the studio.
He's not somebody I'm super excited about. He's more of like a role player. He played shortstop in the minors. Now he's like more of, I guess, third base and might even end up at second base down the line. You know, they got Willie Adames anyway. It was basically they got rid of the salary and they got one of the better prospects that the Giants actually had. I mean, for the Giants, he was a good prospect, but overall.
Doesn't excite you.
I think he could be a major leaguer and stuff.
But not a fantasy viable major leaguer.
Yeah, somebody. As long as he gets the playing time, you know, deeper league kind
of
guy. Maybe.
Speaking of Tampa, are you surprised that Logan Morrison hasn't gotten a job yet? Not that nobody had.
Well, doesn't everybody think he's a douche?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but he had a great year last year, though.
No, he did. But if you're not liked and you hit 40 homers last year and nobody really thinks you can do it again, I don't know how much interest you're going to draw.
Okay.
That was so great. That was so great. It really was.
Just go. Is that what you're waiting for? My permission to walk out? Yeah, you want the camera to be on Matt. Yeah, the camera was on Matt for a while, and you just, and now he's gone. And just like that, he's gone. You wanna head out too?
No, I'm excited to have my gyro sandwich from my boy in the corner over there by MSG.
Why don't you go get your gyro?
No, I'm here with you.
You don't have to be.
We can talk movies too if you want. You know, you talk Black Panther, so you know.
Yeah, I don't really. I got, you know, I haven't. I'm going to the movies tomorrow on FST. We're going to make some slam dunk contest predictions, 3-point contest predictions. I think that'll be fun. Roto Experts, you know what? I'm not going to plan anymore.
Yeah, just like I said.
I'm just going to show up. Are you backing on Kevin Kiermaier?
Kevin Kiermaier, I am back in. He just, the only thing with Kevin Kiermaier is at bats, staying healthy. If he can stay healthy, he's going to produce. He's guaranteed every day. You know, his defense is tremendous. So, and he's got power speed. He does have it. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Seems to always get hurt.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, John Daniels just came out and said there's nothing imminent regarding Sung Wong Oh with the Rangers. It means he has not signed. There's nothing imminent with him there. How about that?
Yeah, that whole Texas Rangers thing is, they just need to get everything they can and sell.
Like, yeah.
It's just not a at one point they were promising franchise, but now it's amazing how quick the Astros just overtook them.
Mm-hmm.
So now what they should do is just follow what the Astros did.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much their turn.
Just follow the Astros. just tank?
Yeah, just like suck for Sam kind of thing.
Suck and suck and suck and suck. for that long. Is there anything else for the Giants that you wanted to say? I know you really like them. We need a chance to go into it as much as we wanted
pitching,
to.
Pitching, guys like Cueto, where he goes, I like him. Samardzija, everybody, look, the peripherals are really good and stuff. But he'll give you the innings. You know, last year strikeouts, the return. But he's always like a 4 ERA kind of guy.
Right.
I mean, his upside to me is 380. Not that that's not good. Even a 4 sure. ERA in this environment works. But just always have realistic expectations. I think so many people are always on the low end of
right.
it.
Right. That's fair. We're done. Matt's the only one left with me standing. Appreciate you listening. If you made it this far, I don't really know why. To be honest with you. I'm not quite sure how or why. I think we'll be here tomorrow. Maybe not. Let's see. Roto Experts. See you guys later. Bye-bye.